Hello?
Hello, could I speak to Isaiah?
And who is this calling?
My name is Mario, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Is this Isaiah?
Hi, Jim.
Okay.
Do you want to get someone from Opinion Research, Isaiah? Hmm? Want to get someone your opinion? The conference is one.
Who is this?
Mario from Opinion Research.
What's the research about?
Okay, well, first, we're a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Okay. What is your zip code?
13057.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Do you think, let's see here. What is the year of your birth?
2001.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I am white.
Thank you. And next question, what is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received?
I am currently in college right now.
Okay, associate's degree, bachelor's?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Was not, okay. Was that because of, did not... Not eligible, too young, not registered, or just did not vote? Which one would you?
Wasn't able to. I'm vote due to location reasons.
Okay, did not vote.
Yeah.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you?
I am going to vote. I already signed in paperwork to do remote.
Okay.
To get them out of remote work.
Okay. So almost certain. Definitely. Right.
Yep.
On that. Okay. Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all.
Probably a 10.
10. Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Now, is this question asking about if whether or not my choice on a specific candidate, will I vote for that specific candidate?
Let me read it out to you. I know it's kind of tricky, but anytime you may just ask me, I'll repeat it to you. I cannot give in my input, but I could just read it back to you, okay? Regardless
okay.
of how I feel, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neither agree nor disagree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree? Which one would you?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, because you should always vote on the matter, so that way your opinion is, so that way your thoughts are heard, so that way your delegates and politicians can actually, hear what you're saying.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Regardless on how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, somewhat matters, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Now, there's four questions, okay? So all these will have matters a lot to you, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all. First one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
This matters a lot.
Matters a lot. Next one, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Matters a lot.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights.
Matters a lot.
Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Matters a heck of a lot.
Okay. Next question. Thank you. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say nothing will happen, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote. There's four questions. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
I am going to vote.
Right. Okay.
I already signed the paperwork to vote remotely.
Okay. So out of your opinion, which one would you incline on? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will.
Nothing is going to stop me.
Nothing's going to stop you. Okay. Next question. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Nothing
will stop you. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient,
I probably will vote for that. I just need to learn more in that regard, who the candidates are.
Okay. So I want to vote and probably will, or nothing will stop me. If it's convenient, I will vote. Which one do you incline on?
Probably will vote.
Okay. Protection abortion rights. How do you feel on that?
Nothing will stop me.
Nothing will stop me. Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican
Kamala Harris? Donald Trump?
Okay. In the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
I am undecided. I need to learn more about the candidates.
Okay. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate?
Probably Democrats.
Democrats, okay.
Probably Democrats or independent.
Okay. Okay. Which one do you feel more, though? Democratic or third-party independent candidate? Which one?
Third party.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less
much
motivated?
More motivated.
Much more motivated. Thank you. Next question. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, somewhat, not much, nothing at all?
I have not heard about this at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protection to the state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A, yes, vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State
yes.
Constitution. Okay, let me see this one. A, no, votes leave these protections out of the state constitution. In the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
This is an amendment for protecting these rights, correct?
The Prop 1 amendment that might appear on the ballot in November.
Yeah, it's to protect those rights, correct? I just want to make sure I heard it correctly.
I could read it back to you. I can't, you know, say yes or no.
Can you read that back?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Here is the text of Prop 1. So this is reading out the amendment, okay, that might appear
mm-hmm.
on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protection to the state Bill of Rights. Adds
okay.
anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution.
Yep.
Protects ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy.
So, autonomy, you mean?
Autonomy, yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, I would vote for that.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protections, prohibits housing discrimination, puts LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protection on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decision, puts protection for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disability.
Yes, it would protect.
Okay, well, there's. Do you feel all those should be checked, or do you feel
all of those? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protection for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
Probably vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote Prop 1, which is the amendment that would protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
I would be very much motivated.
Much more motivated to vote on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. First
okay.
question, everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their culture, background, or place of birth. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
10.
10. Strongly agree? Will 10 be
strongly agree.
Agree? Okay. Next question. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. How would you feel?
That's a 3.
A 3? Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
10.
Next question. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
That would be a 5.
Okay, thank you. If it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups, how would you feel about that?
Yes, that would be a 7.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Agree.
Strongly agree? A 10?
Strongly agree. Thank you. That would be isn't it on the scale?
A scale? Yes, 10 being...
Yeah, that's going to be an 8.
8. Okay. Thank you. Next question. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination?
9.
9. Okay. Thank you. Next question. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and court walks right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not?
I am almost certain.
Almost certain. Thank you. Next question. Now, which of the following statements do you feel more convincing, even if it's neither, it's exactly right, and if the much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement one, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for legal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B, which claims are false and would not credible in New York, parental consent is required for minors to convince gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have not to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Statement B, much more. Or don't know.
Statement B, much more.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizen. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. 0, not at all, somewhat motivating, with a 5, 10, extremely motivating. which one?
10.
10. Okay. Next question. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the right of elder New Yorkers, and does not protect the right of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against the government. 0, not motivating at all. 5, 10. Somewhat motivating. 10, okay. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they come into power in this election, which would impose the white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status, though, no matter what happens in November. 0, not motivating at all. 5.
10.
10. Okay. All right. Last on this survey. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under the attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. 0, not motivating.
10.
Somewhat. 10. Okay. Thank you. Now, next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protection to state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local officials?
More motivated.
More motivated. Okay, much more likely? Somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Next question. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not
10.
At 10? 10, meaning you're extremely motivated?
Yes.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Gay.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I am single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the
Democratic
Party, or neither?
Democratic Party.
Democratic. Okay. All right. Last question here. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're unemployed, full-time, part-time?
At the moment, I am a full-time student.
Full-time student. Okay, okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
From last year?
Yes, 2023.
Okay. Estimated funds. I'm going to make a guesstimate of roughly $4,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your opinion. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.